Jeremy and Allison. This is Ari in Canada. I recently became a dirty hobo. I would consider myself dirty hobo Canadian Ari, I guess. I'm recording this in hopes that you might talk about the Canadian, well, the sort of Quebec tuition protests on Citizen Radio again. I just watched the tail end of a live feed of a community-run, it's called CUTV. It's a community-run independent news station run by university students of the same university I go to, Concordia, and I commented on Jamie's Facebook profile. I don't know if you've seen it. Just to recap, and this is as much as I know, I'm really sorry, I don't have all the information. I'm really shaken by all the stuff I've been watching. And when I tuned into the broadcast, there were lines of police blocking the streets and holding people in and out. According to the news feed, the police were given carte blanche by the Charest government to intervene however they feel is necessary, which seems to include randomly arresting people drinking on open-air terraces on the street, which is completely normal and usual on Saturday nights on this very big, popular downtown street. Bystanders are apparently being profiled. American tourists are waved away by the police, but Montreal students are detained. Some have been detained for 2 hours in a police bus, and photos were taken, and they were fined for over $100. One of the guys said he refuses to pay it. He's going to contest it in court. They say the police didn't even have enough cars and trucks to transport the amount of people they arrested tonight. The people who were taken tonight will be detained until Monday, apparently. The police were using smoke bombs and pepper spray and rubber bullets, and they responded violently to comments from bystanders on the outdoor terraces and staircases coming down from the houses that open on the street. This is a protest that actually happened in response to a new law that's passed. It's called Loi 78, it's Law 78, which gives the police the right to disband groups of more than 50 people. These kinds of protests are illegal now unless the route has been cleared with the police for 8 hours beforehand, and the police have the right to refuse to clear it. And usually something will happen in a protest to give the police an excuse to rush in and declare it illegal anyway. I have also heard that police threw pepper spray into the open-air terraced restaurants and bars that open onto the street. A witness is saying the police had an attitude of arrest first, ask questions later. The riot police have shields and helmets and bats almost a meter long. The protests are calling for the Charest government to resign. This is the politician that has been making incredibly rude remarks about the student protest.